Three Wide NASCAR Podcast, back on the airwaves once again. Eddie Greer III, host of the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast. We're all about the latest in what's happening between the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. Again, Outdoor Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And on this Thursday night, April 2nd, 2020, quarantine, well, not really in a sense, because I still am a part of the essential workers group that has to go out and work. Well, that's not a bad thing. That's a very good thing at this moment in time, at least for me and all the essential workers out there trying to support their families. But yes, another edition here, as yes, the sports world is still on pause, and we don't know how long is that going to be here, as we're on a statewide lockdown here. It was issued late last week by Governor Laura Kelly. Before I get into this episode, the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast, find it wherever you get your podcast, whether it's from Apple Podcasts, Spotify, we're on there. Drawing a blank here for a second. Stitcher, Google Play, Audio Boom, y'all know what it is, SoundCloud, and much more. And of course, you can follow me at on Twitter at EG3_FastEddie. Eddie again at EG3_FastEddie on Twitter. And of course, yes, I always do this podcast from the MHK. For those of you doing first time listeners, don't know what that is, Manhattan, Kansas, and yes, I am by myself, but usually Big D's here with me, as you usually most of the time anyways, but he is not here, not in the basement here this evening. So the whole social distancing thing we got going on, but he was over on the last podcast there, so practicing that a little bit. So yep, strange time here in the current era in 2020. It has been really, really weird with all this going on, and of course many other storylines that go with it until this happened with COVID-19. I don't want to talk about this too much here, but right now I'm just going to go into a mini summary of what's going on, at least on my end here in the state of Kansas. Like I just talked about, statewide lockdown issued last week, 30-day notice there for citizens of Kansas to stay at home. And really, you know, when you take a look at the Kansas map here, what citizens have been hit by this, it's been really over in the Overland Park, Johnson County area. Excuse me, yeah. Excuse me, y'all. I apologize. Yes, it's late. That's where I'm recording this right now. Just right at 9:30 Central Time when this podcast airs, comes out on Sunday night here coming up. But yet, we will know a lot more about Bristol when this podcast episode comes out as well. But yeah, back real quick, Johnson County, Overland Park, they've been hit the hardest in the state of Kansas. The most here, we had a case, I mentioned that last time on the podcast, and as of right now, I have not heard any more cases here in this Riley County, where Manhattan, Kansas is a part of Riley County. We've had just a few in neighboring counties here and there, but most importantly, there's just the one, and it turned out to be negative. So other than that, yeah, like I said, we're still fortunate enough to have a job. Of course, yeah, this podcast, of course, is not a job. It's something that I love to do, and it's this thing, it's my own show. This show started at K-State and it's still going, and it hit the national level last year, and still working, still improving. Like I always say on the podcast, like to get better, continue to get better at it each time I'm on with you guys, ladies and gents. And of course, yeah, so there is that going on right now. And the 30 days actually started yesterday on April Fool's, so I mean, we, again, pretty much like, excuse me, like everyone else, still, you know, still on the wait list here. See what happens. All we can do, sit and wait. And of course, NASCAR, the Cup Series, trucks and Xfinity on hold, as well as races are getting either, well, actually they're put on hold right now, as of course Steve Phelps talked about trying to make up all the NASCAR races. But you know, the more time people have talked about, even at my work, people have talked about, well, this thing could extend this summer. The worst it could get of not having much racing, basketball, baseball put a hold on its opening day, NBA, the Olympics got canceled, and now today the Wimbledon was canceled for this year as well. Races have been going on, you know, here. I mean, there's one big one here in Manhattan, Kansas, the Bill Snyder Half Marathon / 5K right now, and I got a feeling that's going to get moved. So that's how I feel. Everything else has either been canceled till next year or been moved to another date. In this case here, I don't want to put, you know, I love those guys at Manhattan Running Company, Ben, Trey, and those guys. But, you know, with the recent race, the Flint Hills Marathon and 50-miler race just recently got canceled. Canceled, which I was, you know, that was the backup plan for me. The original plan was run Oklahoma City Marathon. Well, it turned out, like everything else, that was postponed, or actually postponed, moved to October 4th, which puts me at really at a disadvantage, because I want to focus on Kansas City Marathon this year, so I might have to eat the money on Oklahoma City there. I'm not 100% sure yet on what to do there just yet here. I'm just, you know, still running and all that other stuff. But yep, you know, if I were those guys, back to my train of thought here, if I was with those guys, I would definitely, with everything that's going on, especially if the majority of the folks around here are saying what they're saying, and a lot of the projections out here, I mean, we all want to see, not just racing, we all want to see racing back and back on the track, the big guns in the sport. But obviously all sports have been affected, and now you don't have no Olympics in 2020, move to next year and everything else like that. I mean, virus, we did not get it. Excuse me, folks, again, apologize again. But yeah, you know, Olympics, you know, I'm trying to regain my train of thought here, folks. Again, it is late, and yeah, it's been a long day, long work week, but a productive one on the productive front there. So you got to excuse me for all the yawns here. Usually I do not yawn on the podcast, and maybe because Big D is not here. But yeah, I'm going to try to knock it out here, knock the rest of the show out here. And then, of course, Big D will go to work on it, and it will be out on Sunday. You're listening to 3Wide Podcast with EG3. That's me, Eddie Gritter, III, on this Thursday night here. So that's the situation. The Bill Snyder Half Marathon was probably one of the bigger ones in the U.S., or starting to be anyways. I think that's going to be moved, but we'll just have to see. They're going to play the waiting game, obviously, but with the stay-at-home and whatnot has been going on, stay-at-home orders issued here all over the United States to this point, we're just going to have to wait and see. And speaking of stay-at-home procedures, of course, talked about the anticipation of NASCAR trying to get back on the schedule here. Well, you know, originally the target was May 5th. That, of course, Mother's Day weekend, in the anticipation of the night race at Martinsville, underlies the first official night race on Mother's Day there with the Cup Series, and I believe the Truck Series, if I'm not mistaken, right there. So, I mean, guys, I mean, you gotta wonder, and you gotta start to wonder with a stay-at-home order there. Take a look at the May races here. I know we're gonna get to Timmy. I'm gonna get to Timmy Hill here in a bit, but I'm going to transition right now to the May races. Of course, Martinsville and, of course, Governor Ralph Northam gave the stay-at-home order over there in the state of Virginia. That draws up an interesting perspective now. I mean, it's still a month over, just over a month out with this race. And, of course, we don't even know if this, if the dogs are going to be let out of cages or not, if you know what I'm saying. So, that's up in the air. Of course, Charlotte with their 2 weeks, the NASCAR Open, the NASCAR All-Star Race, and of course, after that, the 600, which, by the way, Monaco was canceled, put on ice for this year, one of the more prestigious. You're talking about Sunday, of course, the one of the bigger racing weekends in all of sports. You're talking about Monaco, the Indianapolis 500, which has been moved to August. To August 5th, and then, of course, the Coke 600 is still on the mend as well. We don't even know what Steve Phelps and the boy O'Donnell and those guys are going to be doing yet. So it's just going to be a day-to-day basis. We're just going to have to take it one day at a time, if you will, with that as well. So, you mean, marquee races in the course. Kansas, my home track. In Kansas City, Kansas, the Kansas 400, and I just mentioned the stay-at-home order by our governor of the state, Laura Kelly. They're putting that on ice, or putting a notice out there for the public of Kansas. I mean, it's just been weird times, and we don't even know. Yes, Kansas is still, like, in the same time frame as the Bill Steiner Half Marathon, just a few days after that, here in Manhattan, Kansas. So, I mean, all the April races have been canceled, put on hold for now. And we're just going to have to wait and see. Obviously, iRacing have kept us all entertained at least for an hour and a half, which has been a blessing because no other sports have been going on, because other than playing old classics, big-time games there, whether it's the NCAA tournament playing the best games in its history or whatnot. You got MLB Network playing baseball games from last year. The ACC Network playing last year's games. You know the drift. Again, excuse me. So I'm going to try to power on through. So this is a bad time to be yawning. But yeah, it is late. We're getting late, at least for me here. On the evening, you're listening to the 3 Wide Podcast with EG3, Eddie Gritter III. Bear with me on this episode. So, yeah, a little bit, I mean, in storm search, a little bit, kind of out of sync, a little bit since, you know, everything's been put to a halt, you know, and, I mean, it's kind of disappointing, kind of hard, you know, not to see sports, actual live sports going on right now. It's just kind of a sucky time right now for everybody. Everybody's affected by this one way or the other. Everybody's affected, you know, depending on, you know, the situation of your family or whatnot. It's happening in your area, so everybody's affected by this. Yeah, it's been definitely been weird and definitely been kind of on the struggle bus a little bit, trying to, I mean, not that I could come up with content easily, but, you know, in this instance here where we all should be, you know, watching a baseball game right now, or even that, watching something, whether it's WrestleMania or something like that. I mean, that's even weird that wrestling is still going on with no crowd. I'm no wrestling fan. I mean, I used to watch wrestling. I used to be big into that stuff, but yeah, that's been a world's away since I was diving in that kind of stuff. But yeah, I mean, and of course, yeah, you got also in this amount of time, we could be sitting up in here watching a couple of games of the NCAA tournament going on right now. That's how the struggle bus is right now. You just gotta think, you know, if the United States, you know, the leaders of this country would have caught this thing sooner rather than let it hit here in the home front, then we'll be still in our normal lives, still doing what we do, but now we're paying the price for it, and it's unfortunate, very unfortunate. You know, a lot of people or whatever it is going through, you know, got it or dealing with it, and depending on the situation. So I don't know everybody's situation right now. All the death totals and things like that, and all the negative cases, you know. So I mean, yeah, definitely when it comes to, you know, podcasting, yeah, it's been a little bit difficult for everybody, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, you know, you lose your enthusiasm from here on there, but again, like I said, I mentioned, I already yawned like 5 times already through this episode, and we're finally a quarter way into this episode. So yeah, definitely want to be share some thoughts a little bit here, but overall, you know, we're gonna have to take this thing one day at a time, you know, and I'm not gonna go in lecture. Y'all know what y'all supposed to be doing, okay? So I mean, except if you're an essential worker or not, like myself. Like I said, I've been going to work, still fortunate enough and blessed enough to still be working and providing income for my family. So, you know, it's a day. You gotta take one day at a time. You can't rush it. You can't things like that. And I'm in the middle of actually an episode of one of my favorite podcasts I like to listen to. And I'm not going to release the name. Well, I'm not going to release the name of the person, but obviously it's a well-known person who just unfortunately lost her job. But you know, it's a correlation of what she said about, you know, the backlash of losing her job, and all of a sudden, you know, should have opened day started, she was going to dodge out of town, not look at social media. You know, we're not pre. She, I mean, I guess. What she was saying was she wasn't really appreciated until that moment, and now and then of course a couple of days later, the COVID-19 thing hit and everything else, and we're all suffering from that. So like, it just goes back again to come around the fact that, all right, you know, we're all, you know, in this together, and now we're all kind of, you know, dealing with this with our own separate way. You know, we're just gonna have to take it day by day and see what happens. You know, right now we're at stay at home orders unless you work at an essential job or you have to go to the grocery store, or, you know, if you're going outside to run or whether it's walking or get some fresh air or bike or whatever, practice your social distancing, whatnot. So that's what's been going on. So just wanted to give you that insight here on the 3Wide Podcast with EG3. And now finally we get to Timmy Hill here on the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Eddie Greer III here in the basement in the Greer Renaissance here in Manhattan, Kansas. Timmy Hill winning the race last weekend in the Pro Series Invitational continues on Fox Worth of Networks there. Timmy Hill. And I went back, actually, we watched the race. I only saw a little bit of the race initially. Had family in town. Well, actually, I shouldn't say family in town, but family was already in town and disobeying orders. So that's another whole conversation. As I just told you all, guys, do what the governor says, whatnot. My in-laws are doing, or say mother-in-law is doing the opposite and not doing that. So, sorry, mother-in-law, but yeah. Anyways, Timmy Hill finished top 5 in the Homestead iRacing opener and then turns around and knocks William Byron out of their way in a turn number 1 and wins the race. Timmy Hill, he wasn't even a factor through much of the first half of this race, and then Timmy Hill came on strong in the second half. That's kind of, you know, a racing, kind of like a marathon type of deal there, or even IndyCar or NASCAR deal, where you want to be that person that is strong coming to the finish in the second half of the race, and that was the 66 car was doing Tommy Hill. And it's a tale. You know what? You know, I've taken kind of look and examined the numbers a little bit on Tommy Hill. I'm going to get into that right now. It's a tale of two Tommy Hills. Yes, I mean, let's just talk about, you know, already the success already with the iRacing so far with the two races already. Yeah, and with his top five finish at Homestead. And then you got to turn around and win at Texas against the iRacing King, William Byron. Get to him in a little bit. Tommy Hill could be the points leader if the Pro Series wanted to, the iRacing wanted to, during this hiatus in NASCAR, drum up a points system there. Tommy Hill will definitely be on top of the list right there. And all the success right now, and Tommy Hill earlier in the races that we have run so far, in the Xfinity Series, Xfinity Series best third in the season opener at Daytona in the Xfinity Series race, and had a strong duels in the Cup side here, but only finished 27th in the 500. And you got to turn around. Vegas had some issues, 38th. Fontana, not a factor, 37th. And Phoenix, not a factor, 38th. So, tale of two Tommy Hills, folks. You have the one that has been outstanding in the iRacing Pro Series Invitational so far, heading to Bristol this weekend, virtual Bristol this weekend. And then you look at these ugly ass numbers here. And not for lack of trying, but again, we have issues with, you know, your team, you know, not either no speed or whatnot. Issues with rear ending, housing, things like that. Yeah, you're gonna have issues there. So Tommy Hill basking in all the glory right now for sure. And why not? I'm not trying to take anything away from it. Sounds like it, but I'm not giving his due there. He did what he had to do on William Byron there, who was pissed off after the race was over. And William, It's a video game, dog. It's a video game. But yeah, I've been there many times back in the day playing those games. Not iRacing, but Madden, when it comes to Madden especially, or NBA Live. Yeah, it gets heated and you're all worked up, things like that. But yeah, I mean, William Byron had to expect a move there by Tommy Hill there. He had to expect it. I mean, if you don't expect anything, any contact, then I don't know what you're thinking about. So I don't know what was going through William Byron's mind at the last lap there. He had to expect something. And of course, in the video game virtual world there, he got knocked up out of the groove by Hill. And Tommy Hill scooted away from him and scooted to the checkered flag in the Texas O'Reilly Auto Parts 125. We'll take an intermission here in just a second here. EG3 in the building. Exhausted EG3 here. Getting this podcast, getting my work in. EG3, the NASCAR podcast. Thank you for bearing in with me here. Usually recording a little bit early. If you've been noticing a trend here, yes, the podcast has been recording on some odd times. Of course, I was in the car recording the podcast the last time through our podcast was on air, and then now here, I mean, it's not late, but it's late more concerns here after a busy and long day at work here, now feeling the effects of it, being up since 5 in the morning, so definitely feeling the effects though, but I appreciate y'all for listening in. Now, Byron, yeah, he should be expected that move there. And he was pissed off after the fact, and luckily he got over it a few hours later. So, yeah, Byron again, the iRacing King apparently in the series, has no wins to show for it. So I ain't seen anything from the 24 yet. I've seen some impressive performance so far by Tommy Hill, of course, obviously, the winner. And then you got Garrett Smithley showing out. Ryan Priest is interesting to me coming up for Bristol. He's interesting. John Hunter Nemechek was up there battling Byron there in the race as well. So you got these guys that you don't now like it. Tommy Hill, Garrett Smithley, John Nemechek has been putting up some impressive performances in the Cup Series so far. Unfortunately, the performance ain't matching up with the finishes there. But you, Landon Castle was up in the top five there. So, yeah, again, these guys that have put in a lot of work and it's showing pretty much. And this race overall was a hell of a lot better than the Crash Fest at Homestead. Yeah, I probably understand that they don't know, half these drivers don't know what they're doing. The marquee drivers like a Joey Logano, Jimmy Johnson, Kyle Busch, not getting a lot of work in this type of racing. Now they are, and it definitely showed. And Bristol's going to be a fun show on Sunday. That I'm looking forward to that and seeing what unfolds there. Obviously, you know, Denny Hamlin nipping Junior at the line. Well, Junior saving the race car. Junior finished in the top 10 there last weekend in Virtual Texas right there. So Denny Hamlin wasn't really a factor. And then you had a race, actually, where I'm going to go ahead and save that. Before the O'Reilly 125, you had the last chance qualifying race. And I'm going to save that for the second half of the podcast, folks. That's going to wrap up the first half of the podcast. Intermission time on a 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. When we come back out of the garage, much needed pit break here. When we come back, I'm going to talk about that qualifying race. And then we can switch gears to some K-State local news here on a 3-Wide podcast with EG3. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
This is a quick pit stop. The 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Ladies and gentlemen, a 3-Wide NASCAR podcast back here in Manhattan, Kansas on April 2nd, 2020. Eddie Greer, the third, a.k.a. EG3, for the latest on what's been going on during this pandemic. Getting Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, Cup Series of NASCAR, three of the biggest divisions in all of NASCAR. Timmy Hill in the first half of the podcast, the tale of two Timmy Hills, the one that sucks on the racetrack, and then you got the guy, Timmy Hill, that's an all-star caliber first rounder in the iRacing series, and he has obviously a lot of momentum heading to Virtual Bristol this weekend as the iRacing Pro Series Invitational continues this weekend on the Fox Bevely of networks, Fox, FS1, you know what I'm talking about. And a lot of people giving Fox grief there, depending on where y'all guys living at, not showing the race on national TV. In a time where, obviously, no other sports are playing, you would think that all of Fox networks around in the United States would show the race, but obviously Jeff Gluck didn't get it. Few other of my friends also did not, or had Fox, but didn't get the race on Fox as well. So, I don't know who's to blame there, but that's a big, big hiccup there. Especially, you're trying to take advantage of all the sports being on hold during this time, and you're trying to get a new bevy of fans involved in the sport of NASCAR. So that's a definite throw up right there for them, and that's unfortunate for the individuals who did not get to watch the race. Again, I only watched a little bit of it over the weekend, so I didn't watch all of it. I finally get, like I said, in the first half of the podcast, went back and watched the race there. A very entertaining race right there. So Timmy Hill there right now is the all-star version of Timmy Hill doing work on iRacing and all those hours put in it, and it's showing out right now. Okay, I teased it before intermission, talked about a little bit about the last chance qualifier, and I saw this race from beginning to end. This was a 33 lap showdown between the Xfinity cars, ARCA cars, and the truck series cars, right? So the battle for the lead was on point from start to finish. There's no, and you had to be the top four finishers moved on to the big show. So yeah, you had that going on, and Ryan Truex getting turned there, but at the end there, Ryan Truex was in position there to transfer back in. He and Allgaier didn't make it this time. Briscoe, he didn't make it this time. It was four guys you would not really expect. Alex LeBay getting the job done. Alfredo was next in line. Derek Krause, I believe, transferred in there. And Ruben Garcia was the other. So those guys were able to transfer in there. A lot of activity there. LeBay held off Alfredo there to automatically get himself into the main event at Texas there. So yeah, man, that was a lot of fun to watch there, to watch the last chance qualifier there on live on YouTube. Man, I'm telling you, man, we're living in a generation now. You're tech savvy. You get to watch races live on YouTube, whether it's Netflix, and the word right now is Tiger King. You know, I know my wife was definitely into that. I did not watch a single episode of that, but you know what I'm getting at, folks, with that. So Alex LeBay gets the W there and transfers to the main event there. So that was a whole lot of fun to watch that unfold as well there. And we covered the NASCAR side of stuff. Oh yeah, so next gen, speaking of things being postponed or put on hold, next gen car debut has been pushed back. No date has been announced. Obviously, everybody's on a holding pattern right now. All sports are being hold on pattern, but there's that as well. So, you know, with the employees of NASCAR, whether you're with Penske Racing, Joe Gibbs Racing, Richard Childress Racing, you get etc. If you're working with a NASCAR team, you're not at the shop right now. So, and drivers, all that testing being put on hold as well. You can't test anymore. So that brings an interesting scenario there. Obviously, with the announcement already of the Busch Clash, it being a road course race next year, which I'm excited about, at the World Center Racing Daytona International Speedway. So that was going to be the last time you would see these old cars that we've been using to 2019 and up to this point. You're going to be seeing these cars. You were going to see these cars the last time in 2021 in Speed Weeks with that Busch Clash. Now what? But so, storylines to follow here as, you know, we wait this thing out. So definitely next gen car been pushed back as well. So there's that as well. All right, switching gears here to some news locally here. A few more minutes on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. EG3, Eddie Gritter III here. It is 10 o'clock Central Time, so we now are talking late night here. We're not going to get too silly with it here. As you can probably tell by my voice, a little tired. But hey, you know, still moving here in the 3-Wide podcast. Still giving y'all what y'all want. here in Addis NASCAR, but we pretty much covered it. And again, a reminder, folks, for those of you interested or still having fun with the whole iRacing thing, which is the only thing that's going on right now in the world of sports, iRacing continues on Fox, FS1, on your tablet, Fox on the go, whatever it is. Sunday, short track racing, I believe. I caught something, caught a little promo here, I believe it was on Twitter, I think. Not 100% sure, a couple hours ago. I believe it was Saturday Night Throwdown, Thunder, or Sunday Night Thunder, on eNASCAR Sports at Bristol, I believe, on Saturday night, and of course, Pro Series on Sunday, if I'm mistaken. But this podcast is going to go out on Sunday night. So we're gonna know all about what happened with in that Saturday Night Throwdown. I'm just gonna go ahead and roll with it, and then Sunday Showdown in Thunder Valley Virtual Bristol. Who's gonna take round three in that one? That's gonna be interesting. I said Ryan Preece earlier in this podcast. He's interesting to me. John Hunter Nemechek also an interesting pick as well for me. So I'm not 100% sure yet. Well, who I'm going to go with here, maybe I have to go back and rewatch both of the races again to get a better glimpse. But this is going to be the first short track on the virtual side of things, and this is going to be really interesting. See how this unfolds. It's going to be fun. Tell you that right now. But here locally, folks, here, as far as K-State goes, a lot of basketball news here real quick. Obviously, with, you know, Cartier Jada. Talked about him on his podcast. You know, for those of you who've been listening for all year at this point, or been listening since last year or whenever it is, you know I've been talking about K-State, and I've been talking about Cartier Jada on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast, and the dude was set, or at least everybody thought he was going to go to the NBA. Well, I thought, you know, me personally, I don't think he's NBA ready just yet. He need a little work still. But, you know, he's going to stay in college, but not at K-State. He is going to transfer over to Virginia Tech. Oh, why not? The state that's shut down right now. So, it all comes back full circle, right, folks? But, yeah, Cartier Jada will be transferring from K-State. But now he'll be graduating from K-State. Yeah, there's no classes going on, but except online. So, Cartier Jada will be graduating in May. And he'll be a graduate player, and he's going to be able to play right away with one of the former K-State coaches. Escaping my mind right now, but Cartier Jada will be playing college, and maybe it's a blessing for him, because I believe he was going to go to the NBA and play, or at least play overseas. Now, yeah, the dude needs a little work. You're obviously the adventures of Jada Cardi, you know what I mean, is well documented throughout the year this year, so you're not going to dive too much into that. But obviously, the dude is talented. We saw it the last 3 years, including this year, especially in that Elite Eight run a couple years ago, played a huge factor in that run as well. So very fortunate to have him in the program, but now he is going to be leaving, but not leaving right away, obviously, with all this stuff going on. But when the gates are open, when a quick shop's open, he's going to be transferring. Chester Frazier, always do that on his podcast. Finally get the name comes up to me, even when I'm a little exhausted, especially when I'm exhausted. So, Chester Frazier and Cardi will be reuniting over at Virginia Tech, which now opened. Brad Korn, he got a head coaching job, which, insert Shane Southall. I did not know. You're listening to 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III, here on this chilly Thursday night here. Yes, it's spring. Don't worry, guys. It's springtime. It is spring here in Manhattan, Kansas, but the tide has turned a little bit, at least as far as tonight and tomorrow go. Friday, it's supposed to be like in the 40s. Goodness gracious. The strange weather of Kansas. You never could get enough of that. But anyways, Southwell was with Robert Morse, apparently, with the same position. And that team was probably, if this thing did not, this COVID-19 thing didn't invade the U.S., Robert Morse was going to go to the NCAA tournament there. But Shane Southwell, I thought he was still with K-State this year. That was in the coaching front. Guess not, because, yeah, I know about J.O., Jordan Enriquez Roberts, and another graduate assistant there. But so, Shane Southwell returning to the hat, to the purple land of the purple, to do the same thing. And hopefully, you know, with basketball, you know, being such a train wreck this year, it's, you know, hopefully, you know, they can turn the corner here and get themselves right, all of them, including in anticipation of this class, recruiting class that's come in here. A lot of talk about Nigel Pack and a few others. So, I mean, this team's still going to be relatively young now. Obviously, we talked about Dejuan Gordon, Antonio Gordon, and Montavious Murphy was up and down with the injury bug all year long. So, fortunately, he did not stay on the floor very long. So, I mean, this is going to be another year. And Bruce now better watch his back a little bit. I mean, you cannot have... I thought this team was going to be better. Better than this record shows. No way you would have told me by... Let's see, yeah. By April 2nd. We're here talking about K-State, not in licenses of that. They're not even NIT, not even close to NIT approval when this team was obviously was picked preseason 9th overall. Well, we thought, what the hell? This team is not preseason number 9 in the Big 12. We got Xavier Schnee, we got Carden, May Wing, we got some few pieces here. Mike McGurl. We got those guys, right? But instead it turns out to be a total shit show. And 9-21, whatever it was, that's unacceptable. That's just unacceptable. So you pull that stunt next year, your ass has to be fired. There's just no excuse or way around it. So this team, I just don't know what happened this year. I really don't. I thought they were going to improve, at least finish in the mid-pack. They weren't going to win the conference, obviously, but you would have thought, hey, I mean, they show more, could be at least more bit more competitive than were the whole entire season. That's just not gonna cut. And obviously, Cardi and Bruce not on the same page all year long. The body language and whatnot, not giving on, you know what, half the players checking out, whatnot, freshman hitting the wall. It's just May Wing unperforming. There, the only one that give a rat's ass was Xavier Sneed, the senior. He's going to be missed with his hard effort. He was giving all he had all night long. You had that type of effort, but all your guys, I mean, at least will win a few more games. Now, yeah, K-State was in a lot of games this year, but apparently, you know, they didn't show up early in the year, and maybe I should have saw the warning signs a little earlier than that. I did. A lot of people probably didn't see it now. Maybe one of the K-State media guys talked about on his podcast, oh, I saw this song or whatever saying, yeah, they lost this game. I thought, damn, I don't think they're going to win more than 4 conference games or whatnot. Well, he turned out to be on the right side of that at least, but you know, he didn't want to be right on that front. We all want to see our sports team, our alumni do well, our school do well. And coming off of an 8-5 football season, and yeah, this sounds like I'm on a roll here, folks. Yes, it's not football. This is not NASCAR related. This is local news related, and I wanted to give a shout out to one of the communities that's doing work in trying to help out with all the boys and girls, the adults that are unemployed right now, and dealing with all that situation. But, it's just a flat-out mess. Flat-out garbage can mess, whatever you want to call it. Hurricane mess, tornado. I mean, no pun intended, but I mean, Bruce can't have that next year or he's going to be kicked to the curb. I mean, yeah, for what he has done, yes, obviously, yeah, he won. We have seen him win two Big 12 conference titles. Yeah, we've seen that. We see him lead this team to quite a few appearances in the NCAAs. We've seen that magical run to the Elite Eight just coming off that 2 years ago. All of that where we were just on a cusp of the taste of the Final Four and did not get that because we were knocked out by a low major. But yeah, so you got to think next year is going to, I mean, they're going to have to prove more than 9 wins. I mean, if they don't do that, then yeah, Bruce is in real trouble at this time next year. So that's just going to be interesting to see what happens on that front as well. The 3Wide NASCAR podcast about to come to a close. And just a little numbers here, real quick here, from the iRacing Pro Invitational Series from Texas, the viewership showed 1.3 million viewers, aka Matt Weaver, making that stat there this week there. So again, people are tuning into this racing as well. And you know, this is the only thing that's going on live right now. Yet no, yes, it's a video game / simulation, whatever you want to call it. Again, your word of choice. But yeah, this is the only thing that's going on right now. And by the time this thing is, again, the gates flood open, back open for business, we could gain a whole new squad of fans that, hey, I might want to tune in to watch an actual race to see how it is compared to a simulation race. And they're almost as close together. So a lot to be said on that. Of course, you know, I'm going to get to this reading here, you know, to cap off the show here, obviously, with this Paul Menard. I'm going to read it here this week. I haven't got to it yet. The Athletic. Paul Menard, the one win wonder, upset at the Brickyard 400 in 2011 on Jeff Gordon there to give Paul Menard his first and only Cup Series win. Wow. And he's been that consistent. He's been that alpha dog, the consistency. You know, we've seen him, you know, be a threat on play tracks. Obviously, Paul Menard tired, not racing no more. And so you would think that, you know, with the opportunities he's had, obviously with his RCR Wood Brothers last year, that he would at least maybe possibly contend for one more. He wasn't even close to doing that at all. He was just basically average to B minus, and B minus is a little nice for Paul Menard on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast, but I'm just gonna roll with it on that as well. So that's gonna be an interesting read as well. I wanted to say one more, but I lost my train of thought on that. Yes. Bristol, virtual, obviously, you know, Kurt Busch, Kyle Busch. It would be interesting to see all that success they had on the real track, real Thunder Valley. See how they do. Again, you got the short track aces in there. Obviously, can Timmy Hill continue to roll on in the iRacing Series Invitational Series? We'll have to find out about that this weekend. Once this podcast rolls out, we will know who won the race as well. Again, the 3Wide NASCAR podcast, the latest episodes will be recorded and will be out on Sundays, moving from our usual midweek day from Wednesday because there's nothing going on right now. So, yeah, moving episodes to Sunday. So look out for a new episode this week in the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 Sundays until further notice. You can follow me at EG3_FastEddie on the old Twitter, Fast Eddie. Excuse me, EG3_FastEddie. Again, ladies and gentlemen, at EG3_FastEddie. And one more time, 3Wide NASCAR podcast. Find it wherever you download your sports podcast from, whether it's from Spotify, Audio Boom, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasts. Please please leave us a 5-star rating now. Help us out tremendously, not for the fame, but to get ourselves out there, like I said, in the top of the podcast. I've always tried to get better each and every week of the podcast. Definitely want to do that as well. Tune in, of course, SoundCloud as well. For you SoundCloud listeners out there, I am currently working on a few things as far as interviews go here for the next couple of weeks. So I'm very excited about that. And those will be aired on Sunday night until shop back open through the 3Wide podcast will be on Sunday. So definitely want to get your attention on that. So with everything going on with me having fun or being with my family and want to spend more time with them, moving my podcast, or at least, you know, the upload of the podcast to Sunday, Big D will get working on that as well. Appreciate all of y'all. And again, please tell your friends, tell at least one friend, spread the word. 3Wide NASCAR podcast ain't going anywhere with that, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a wrap for another edition of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 for Big D, who's obviously not in the basement right now. Eddie Greer III here, aka EGE3, saying thank you for listening to tonight's episode of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast on a Thursday. And yeah, hanging in there with me with the yawns and all that other stuff. Yeah, I'm exhausted. It is time to go to bed. Possibly eat a little ice cream and hang out with Emma for a bit and head to the bed pillow, if you don't know what I'm talking about. But once again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to the podcast tonight. Timmy Hill, your winner of round 2 of the Pro Invitational Series eNASCAR iRacing Pro Invitational Series Bristol. We coming for you. We out.
Spotify, and more. We'll see you next time going 3Wide. 3Wide.